This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I reflected on how Jesus ordered his life with a keen awareness of the right time for what he said and did, I also noted what he taught about making the most of the time allotted to us. In John 4:21 through 24, he talked about the time to worship God in spirit and in truth. In John 9:4, he pointed out that it is time to work while it is day, the night is coming when no one can work. And in John 12:35, he emphasized the importance of the time to walk in the light while the light, Jesus, is present. Prior to Christ's coming, there were places and times when you worship. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he made a new and living way to approach God. Stop right now and focus on God. Paul said in Colossians 3:1-2, "Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." There is a contemporary song that says, "Come, now is the time to worship." And when you come to worship, be sure to depend upon the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into the truth and help you to understand it, according to John 14:26. He also will help you remember what he has taught you. This is especially in regard to truth about who God is, his character, his attributes, his mighty acts, his promises. Worship can be spontaneous at any time, any place, or it can be planned so that proper heart and mind preparation can take place. One feeds the other. Ultimately, our lives are to be filled with awe and wonder as we walk humbly before our great God. Come, now is the time to worship.